how can businesses survive all of those proposals?
When Mr. Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker, I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to start paying their fair share of taxes. Thank you.
Oh, again, we go back to that. What's their fair share? It's just incredible. It comes up every election cycle as the Democrats want to give away money. And in this case, they want to give away a 32-hour work week. I just think, and by the way, we live in a community where many in our service industry work 29-hour work weeks. So this might be a little change here in Las Vegas, but it doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's right. 40-hour work week, 2 days off. That's the way it's been for decades, as long as I can remember. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Heartbreaking end to UNLV men's basketball season. The Runnin' Rebels had several chances to lose yesterday's game in the Mountain West Championship Tournament quarterfinals, but they wouldn't go away. Down by 2 points with seconds to play in regulation and San Diego State at the free throw line, UNLV took advantage of two missed free throws and forced overtime with a game-tying score at the buzzer. But the Aztecs were too much in overtime, beating the Rebels 74-71. The Vegas Golden Knights returned to bad form in a loss to the Calgary Flames last night. They led 1-0 at the second intermission, but allowed 4 unanswered goals in the final period to lose 4-1 and snap their first winning streak in 5 weeks. They're back at the Fortress tomorrow to face off against the New Jersey Devils.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Wet roads usually lead to several problems on the commute today. No exception. Got off-ramp problems here. As you come in from the Northwest Valley on US 95 southbound at Rainbow, that off-ramp's been cleared of an accident. Southbound 95 at Rainbow and also one of the Southeast Beltway 215 eastbound on the Las Vegas Boulevard exit ramp. Still have a bad wreck involving multiple cars at the west side intersection of Flamingo and Decatur. Eastbound lanes on Flamingo closed down at Decatur. Go with Tropicana or Twain to avoid that one. And in the southwest, still picking up after one on Jones. Over 215, that's blocking the right lane. Rain in the valley off and on all day and should last through most of tomorrow, finally clearing up by Saturday night late. And winds are back today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Today's highs in the upper 50s. We're at 46, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local on a wet, cold, windy Friday. Good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right. Two musical icons, Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand, come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino for two nights, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world, coming together for two nights only. Award-winning music, absolutely amazing banter. They are so funny together. They really are. Advanced tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat, is taking a lot of heat this morning after some comments he made on the floor of the United States Senate calling on new elections and the ouster of Benjamin Netanyahu as Prime Minister. Let's go to cut two. This is Chuck Schumer, Majority Leader, on the floor of the United States Senate.
The fourth major obstacle to peace is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has all too frequently bowed to the demands of extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir and the settlers in the West Bank. I have known Prime Minister Netanyahu for a very long time. While we have vehemently disagreed on many occasions, I will always respect his extraordinary bravery for Israel on the battlefield as a younger man. I believe in his heart he has his highest priority is the security of Israel. However, I also believe Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel. He has put himself in coalition with far-right extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir. And as a result, he has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah. Prime Minister Netanyahu has also weakened Israel's political and moral fabric through his attempts to co-opt the judiciary. And he has shown zero interest in doing the courageous and visionary work required to pave the way for peace even before this present conflict. As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past.
Chuck Schumer taking a lot of heat from his own side and from Republicans, the lack of support for Israel. We know what the Biden administration thinks. Now we're finding out Chuck Schumer agrees with them. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
AM 670 KMZQ. debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
At Meineke, doing car care right means their Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with our nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes, Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And, of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later, because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day on this windy, rainy Friday. Looks like it's going to be like this most of the day. We'll keep you posted. You don't have to go anywhere else. News, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all for you right here. We talked about the blowback on Chuck Schumer. It has come from his own Democrat Party. It has also come from Republicans, including Kellyanne Conway, who was on with John Roberts yesterday. Her reaction to the Schumer comments on Israel. Cut three, go.
I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. Of course, the United States cannot dictate the outcome of an election, nor should we try. That is for the Israeli public to decide.
Kellyanne, I mean, it's kind of interesting that Schumer would be on the floor saying that at the same time the president is going to Michigan.
That's right. It's a 45-minute speech that the highest-ranking Jewish American in U.S. history, gentlemen, delivered, calling for Israelis to overthrow its current leader. I think that Schumer is really stuck between his own sympathies and the tremendous pressure that he's encountering among the radical left wing of the party, a party that's kind of left the Patrick Murphys of the world, God bless him for his service, behind. Mm-hmm. You've got Bernie Sanders and at least six or seven others saying, we're not going to give any more aid to Israel until you meet our conditions. They don't dare say condition aid at the southern border on anything. They're not even interested in that. But aid... for Israel, Sanders and other communists and the socialists in the Senate are pressuring Schumer. And look, I think Republicans hit back on this very quickly, and rightfully so.
Kellyanne Conway yesterday on Fox with John Roberts. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell went to the floor of the United States Senate. He is the Senate Minority Leader, talking about the Chuck Schumer comments. Anti-Israel comments. This was Mitch McConnell yesterday.
The Jewish state of Israel deserves an ally that acts like one. People of Israel at home and in captivity deserve America's support. And Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country. The primary obstacles to peace in Israel's region are genocidal terrorists like Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who slaughter innocent people and corrupt leaders of the Palestinian Authority, who have repeatedly rejected peace deals from multiple Israeli governments. And foreign observers who cannot keep these clear distinctions ought to refrain from weighing in. It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel. This is unprecedented. We should not treat fellow democracies this way at all. Things that upset left-wing activists are not a prime minister's policies. There is Israel's policies. Make no mistake, the Democratic Party doesn't have an anti-Bibi problem. It has an anti-Israel problem. Israel is not a colony of America whose leaders serve at the pleasure of the party in power in Washington. Only Israel's citizens should have a say in who runs their government. This is the very definition of democracy and sovereignty. Either we respect their decisions or we disrespect their democracy.
That's Mitch McConnell yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate. The other piece of business that we're still waiting on is, when will Chuck Schumer bring up the TikTok ban? Let's go to cut five. This is Mark Warner, the Virginia senator on Fox News Channel.
I know Senate never moves quickly on anything. But my friends in the House, that was a huge vote, 352 votes. It was just yesterday. I think Schumer You know, I've had preliminary conversations. Chair Cantwell on the Commerce Committee is going to have views. You know, there may be things that need to be slightly altered or amended. But I think anyone who cares about, you know, we have plenty of divisions in our country. Right. We ought to be able to argue amongst ourselves, left and right, Republican, Democrat. We don't need the Chinese Communist Party dominating or influencing.
So the sheer size of that vote, the sheer size of that vote in the House would maybe has maybe changed the thinking in the Senate.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
So let me ask you about that then, Senator. One other idea that's been bandied about, if ByteDance were to go ahead and divest itself of TikTok, no sure thing, that TikTok would essentially be for sale one way or the other. A lot of American names have come into play here. Oracle's name comes up, Microsoft, Meta, of course, the Facebook parent. Do you have any concerns with any of those names?
Well, I have concerns about too much concentration. If this was acquired by another social media company, and frankly, that's all of our preference. You know, if you like TikTok, if you're a social influencer on that, you ought to be, and you make your living that way, that's great with me. It just ought to be a company that's not controlled by China. So I was really glad to see, you know, Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, put out word today that he was trying to put together a group of investors that could potentially buy this application. I think that he'd be great. He was one of the guys that first educated me on this issue. And I know I've said this, I don't say this often, even on Fox, but on TikTok, Donald Trump was right years ago in saying it was a national security threat. Now, he's changed his tune a little bit now, but his initial indication on this as a national security threat was right. And I think it would be great if a group of investors were to buy this. So the service could still be extended. People could still get see all the crazy and fun videos, but ultimately it would be with American or European or somebody other than Chinese ownership.
You know, it doesn't quite cut black and white, right, Senator? I mean, you mentioned Donald Trump changing his mind on this, and maybe we don't, you know, get rid of it for the time being or push to get rid of it. But it is a hot political issue, or could be, right? Because 170 million Americans use this lopsidedly. They're young, and they don't want it to go away, and that they might get ticked off and take it out on politicians who do push to have it go away.
I hear that, and that's why I say, let's not have it go away. Let's just not have the Communist Party of China pulling its strings.
But how do you react when young people say they don't care, Senator? They figure that everyone spies on them when they're online. It's not forgivable, don't get me wrong, but that they don't draw the distinction China doing it versus an American company doing it. You're still being spied on. How do you react to that? How do you talk to them?
Well, I would react a couple ways. One, you know, that funny or inappropriate video 2-5 years from now, if somebody's trying to blackmail you from the Chinese spy services, I don't think you're going to want that to happen. And even if they don't care about the propaganda purposes, we would never let the Chinese Communist Party buy Fox News or MSNBC. The idea that they have this propaganda channel that can affect Americans' views, again, we got plenty to fight about amongst ourselves. Let's not turn the reins over. And one of the reasons that I think that something will happen is that, you know, we've done nothing on social media for years. I mean, the fact that we don't even have any kids' online safety, again, broad bipartisan support for that. If we can't at least start with something that is this pervasive, controlled by an adversary of the United States, then all the things that folks think about Washington are true.
Mark Warner, Senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo joins us at the top of the hour running for Congress in CD4. We'll have that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7777. 7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Friday, as everybody knows, Hunter Biden is charged with not paying his fair share of taxes while accumulating millions of dollars from shadowy overseas operations. Yet his father, the president, is obsessed with hardworking Americans paying even more to the government because Joe Biden believes that is fair. So if I were the prosecutor in the Hunter tax evasion case coming up soon, I would call Joe, his father, as a witness to explain why Americans should pay taxes and also explain how he feels about his son being derelict in the same area. That would be something, would it not? And the president can be compelled to testify, even though he would challenge the attempt. After all, Joe is the highest taxing chief executive ever. His court appearance would shed white-hot light on exactly why rendering to Caesar is so important to the nation. Hunter Biden doesn't seem very repentant over not paying his fair share that everyday Americans must pay. He hasn't apologized. In fact, he believes he is being persecuted, and it isn't, sorry, fair. When Joe Biden leaves office, I will pitch a Netflix program called Biden Family Values. Back after this. Your liver is the hardest working organ in your entire body. It controls your metabolism, cholesterol, hormones, and brain health. But 100 million Americans have a fatty liver, causing weight gain and fatigue. Liver Health Formula, a drug-free supplement packed with 11 botanicals, proven to recharge and protect your liver. Please go to getliverhelp.com/bill. Receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3s today. That's getliverhelp.com/bill. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up on the program, the latest on the Fonnie Willis case down in Georgia. The judge has ruled she can stay a part of the Trump trial. Don't know what that means for Donald J. Trump. We'll find out. The latest from Town Hall coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Health.